Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Hey. We're beginning about a third of the way down, about 13 lines down from the top of Ayin Hey Omid Aleph. And we're going to make a comment just to remind us from what we said in yesterday's Shia that we'll briefly discuss. Omar Rabba Bar Barchana Omar Yochanan. We had said in yesterday's Shia that Rabba Bar Barchana had said over the name of Yochanan that Kol Mokum Shishana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'mishna Seinu Halacha Kamoso. That every place where we find a Psak Halacha from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, Mara discusses elsewhere, this is applied to Brises as well. Right now, we'll just leave it as, wherever we find the statement from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, we passkin like it with three exceptions. Those three exceptions are chutz, they are rape. This is a din that we have in the Gemara in Bava Basra, towards the end of Bava Basra, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that even though it was said originally that the person, when he made a loan, he said, Reuven lent money to Shimon, he says, I can collect either from Shimon or from your Arev, first, I don't have to go. We know that the Ari, the guarantor of a loan, can be gone to if the person who we guarantee the loan can't pay it back. But what happens if Shimon has the money to pay it back? Is Reuven allowed to go to the guarantor of the loan, Levi, the Ari, and go collect from him? So Shimon Gamliel says, yes, he's allowed to do that. He can go first to the Ari. And we don't pass like this for Shimon Gamliel. We pass like the Chacham over there who say that, no, you must first go to Shimon if he has the money to pay it back. It's only if Shimon doesn't have the money to pay it back that you go to the Arev. So in that situation, even though it's in a Mishnah, we don't pass like Shimon Gamliel. That's case number one, Chutz Mi Arev. Case number two was our case from yesterday, Vitzido. The case that we had that Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Rishon Gamliel had paskin that even though the get was made totally on the itzdalis, that the man said to the wife, you are divorced if you return to me my cloak, this itzdalis. So Rishon Gamliel said, no, even if the cloak is lost, and you return just the value of the cloak, that is acceptable. And the Chacham say no. In this situation, we also do not pass it like Shimon Gamliel. That was case number two. And case number three, it was Ro'oya Acharona. Here we have Rashi telling us what this case is. So we'll read the Rashi, Dibamasa Ro'oya Acharona. So this is in Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Perek Echodini Mamanos. That if Lige, that Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham were arguing in two cases. So, Bi'armu lo, kol rayo, she'es l'cha, lo'havi, havei ad shloshim. So the rabbis tell the person, listen, there's a litigation going on over here. You have 30 days to bring any rayas that you have to support your case. And then, the person did not bring the rayas within 30 days. V'lo hevi adli achar shloshim. He only brings the rayas after the 30-day deadline has been given. Bi'armu lo. And then another case where the Chacham said to the person, Have a raya, bring a raya, and Va'amar, Eli raya. And the person says he doesn't have any raya, but then he subsequently does bring a raya. So in these two situations, Rav Shimon Gamliel paskened in a certain way. So Rav Shimon Gamliel paskened in this situation that the person is allowed to go and bring. So the first case, Halacha Kavah say, in the first case, become Isa, or less rice. In the second case, less Hilchasa Kavasa. We don't pass like Shimon Gamliel. So, therefore, this is the third and final case of the three examples where we don't pass like Shimon Gamliel, even though he is mentioned in a Mishnah. In all of the cases, we pass like Shimon Gamliel. Okay. Mark continues says, Tanur Rabban, we learn the following Brisa. If the man says to his wife, Hareze Gitech, however, Vahanior Shali, here's the get, but I'm not giving you the paper that it's written on. I'm only giving you the get itself. So, the get, the concept of the get I'm giving to you, but the paper I'm retaining is my own, so eino migureshes. In this situation, the Braisa says, the woman is not considered divorced. Why is that? Rashi explains it in Nia Shali, lo yohiv lo below midi. He didn't give her a get. Rachmona mar v'nosan biyoda. He has to give her the get. Here, all he gave her was a concept. He didn't give her the actual piece of paper, and therefore, this is not a valid get. However, if he were to say, harei zegitech, Al minas shetachziri li esanir. This is your get, and it is your 100% yours. But then you got to give it back to me afterwards. So in this situation, the Braisa says migureshes. This is an acceptable get. Now the obvious question, which the Gemara asks, is maishno reishno maishno sefer. In the first situation, she is not considered divorced because the paper wasn't hers; it remained in the possession of the husband. So in the second case as well, the get goes back to the husband. Why is it saying get migureshes? To understand the question a little bit better, let's look at Rashi in Mishnah Reish v'chule. Rashi says, Kosolka daita, we are working here with the understanding of a machlokas we had the other day between Rebbe and the Chachamim as to what does almanas mean. So we're working here with it. We had a two-way machlokas about that. So here we're working with the understanding that almanas means lav me'ach shavu. Rabbanon, the plegel of the Rebbe, like the opinion that we had that the Rabbanon and Rebbe are arguing about what does almanas mean. There was one opinion that said they're not arguing about what almanas means, that they all agree that it means me'achshav, but here we're going with the opinion that Rebbe says, if you say almanas, it means me'achshav, which therefore would take effect, whereas here we're going with the opinion of the Rabbanon that say that almanas doesn't mean me'achshav. The heavy kimo l'shetichziri li ha'niyar l'heviget. But it goes only when the action is done. So when the woman actually returns the get, that's when she's divorced. However, the imkain, am I migureshes? Then the Gemara's question is, then why should she be migureshes? Ho bishas gerishin, at the time that the get takes effect, lav mide nikita, she doesn't have it. And therefore, this should be also no good. So the question that the Gemara is asking is, according to the opinion of the Chachamim that hold that almanas means not me'achsho, but it means when the action, the tanai takes actually effect, that's when the get takes effect, so why should there be any difference between the reisha, where the paper wasn't hers, and the seifa, where the paper isn't hers, because she returned it. And only when she returns it does the get theoretically take effect, but it's no longer in her possession, so how can it take effect? That's the Gemara's question. So now we're going to give a number of terutzim, and each time the new teretz will reject the previous teretz that's given until we finally get to a conclusion. So the first teretz that's given is Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Ho Mani, who is the author of this braisa that makes a distinction between the paper never went into her possession and the get did go into her possession, but then it only took effect when it was no longer in her possession, and therefore, why should there be a difference? So this goes according to the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. What Rav Shimon that we just said, the Omar, Titin Lois Devav, the case of the Itzlis, that if the husband says you're divorced, only if you're giving back the Itzlis, and the Itzlis is lost, the cloak is lost, and the woman gives him the value of the cloak, so Shimon Gamliel says the Chacham say that that's acceptable. So if we go according to that opinion, Hochanami here too, in the Sefer of this Brisa that we just brought down, where Shetachziri Li, it only takes effect then, you know what? She doesn't have to give him back the get. She has to give him back the value of the paper. Efshar Demifaisale Bidme. To satisfy the returning of the get. She doesn't have to actually give the get back. She can just give the value of the paper back. So let's say the paper is worth $1. Okay? So he expects to get that back. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you don't give back the actual paper of the get, but you give her back $1, she gives back $1 to her husband, she would also be divorced, and therefore the get still retains in her possession, and that is Rav Chisda's answer. Gemara rejects this, however, Maskev lo Abaye. Abaye says, no, that's incorrect. Where do we find Amor, the Amor Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hecha de Lesa B'Enei? When did Rav Shimon Gamliel say that it's acceptable to return the value of the itzdalis, the value of the cloak, and not the cloak itself? That was only when the cloak wasn't around. The cloak was lost. Somebody stole the coat. Somebody lost the coat. The coat was burned in a fire. The coat ain't there. And therefore, only in that situation does Rav Shimon Gamliel say it is acceptable to return the value of the coat. But we don't find anywhere. Where do we find that Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that, hey, the itzlis is right there. I want that itzlis back. You're only divorced if you give me back the itzlis. The Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, no, it's okay to give money. So therefore, in this situation, the get is still there. So it's not acceptable for her to give the value of the get, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, Abaye rejects the first teretz that we tried to give from Rav Chisda. And therefore, Elohim Abaye, Abaye says, this I have to understand or reconcile the ratio of this brisa. We're going to go through this many times, so I'll just repeat it one more time. The ratio of the brisa that says that Nior Shali, he never gave her the actual piece of paper. That is no good, but if he gave her the get and he just said, give it back to me, then it is good. It is migureshes. So Abaye explains and reconciles the ratio and the safe over there. Elohim Abaye, Hamani, who's the author of this brisa, Rav Meir, he the Omar Bo'inon Tanai Kofu. This is the famous sheet of a mayor that says that a Tanai, in order to be a valid Tanai, has to state both the positive and the negative, what we call Hain and Lav. So you would have to say, this is a valid get if this happens, and you'd have to say, this is not a valid get if this doesn't happen. That's called a Tnai Kofel, and as we'll see, this is based upon the Tnai of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, when they told Moshe Rabbeinu they wanted to stay in the Eber HaYarden, so Moshe doubled up the statement. He says, if you go into Eretz Yisrael, so then you'll be able to entitled to the land of Eber HaYarden, but if you don't go into Eretz Yisrael and fight for Klai Yisrael, you won't be entitled to the Eber HaYarden, you'll just collect the regular portion in Eretz Yisrael like everybody else. So that Tnai Kofel that Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe did, Rav Meir holds, is the paradigm for all tanoim, for all conditional transactions. And if you don't do it tonight, kofel, as Rav Meir says, Yomer, Doina tonight, kofel. And therefore, in this situation, Rav Meir says, Vahacha ha lo kafle li tanoi. In this situation, he did not say the Tnai Kofel. He only said, you are divorced when you return the get to me. He didn't say, you're not divorced if you don't return the get to me. And therefore, that's why the Tnai falls apart. And that's why it's a perfectly valid divorce, because we ignored the Tnai and he gave her the get. And therefore, the woman is divorced. That's the explanation according to Abaye. Rava doesn't like that. Maskev lo Rava. Rava says, wait a second. Taima, if you're telling me the reason that she is Megoresh is because we ignored the Tanai in this situation because it wasn't a Tanai Kafel, the Lo Kafle L'Tanai. So then that implies, Ho Kafle L'Tanai, if in fact the husband had doubled up and it said, this is your get when you return it to me. But if you don't return it to me, it is not your get. So if he had doubled it up, so then you're saying it would have been a perfectly valid condition. And therefore, unless she returns it, Lo Havigita. So then it would not be a valid get. Because in this situation, it only takes effect. Again, we're working with the Shita of the Chachamim that says that it only takes effect when it's returned, and therefore it's no longer in her possession. So therefore, it would not be a valid get. But according to you, Rava says to Abaye, Michte, let's look and see where you're correct or incorrect. You said that we compare this to a Mei, Domei, Ba'ino, and Tanai Kofel. But wait a second, then you have to compare it to a way. Kol Tanai Mei, Gamrin, and Lu, Mitnai, Bnei, God, Bnei, Ruvain, Lechatz, Shevi, Menashe. This concept of a Tnai Kofel is learned out from the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven, and of course also the Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Now, Ma Hasam there, Tanai Kodum Lamaisa, if you're comparing it to there, the Tanai, if you go into Eretz Yisrael, preceded, it was Kodem Lamaisa, then you will get the Eber HaYarden. But it then said, if you do not go into Eretz Yisrael, then you will not get the land of the Eber HaYarden. So there, the paradigm was Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. So if you're comparing it to the paradigm of the Tanai Kofel of the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven, so then you'd have to have the Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. But here, in fact, the Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. But in the case of the Braisa, the Maisa, you are divorced, comes before the Tanai if you return it to me. So therefore, it's no good. And therefore, the get, in fact, should be a valid get. Even if it was kofel, because the Tanai was not kodem lemaisa, and therefore it would in fact not have been a valid get, because at the time that the woman gave the get back, like the Chachamim hold, she would in fact not have been in possession of the get, and that's when it would have taken effect, and therefore it should have been Eino Megoresh. So that doesn't answer the question. So Abaya, his teretz is rejected by Rabba, and Rabba says, El Amar Rabba, you know why she's Megoreshes in the Sefer, even though the get, when it's returned, is taking effect, and she doesn't have the get in her possession at that time. Nevertheless, it's Megoreshes. It's for exactly this reason, because the get, tonight in this situation, is falling apart, and therefore there is no tonight, and therefore that's why she's Megoreshes, even though he said, Tachsireini, it doesn't apply because the Tanai did not come before the Maisa. The Maisa came before the Tanai. Now, that's Rava's Teretz. Rav Adva Rava doesn't like that. Maskla Rav Adva Rava, Taima, the Maisa called the Tanai. The implication, Rava, is the only reason it's no good is because the Maisa, the you are divorced, came before the Tanai, Shetachsireini. And therefore, if in fact, Ho Tanai Kodum Maisa, if he had said it properly, this get upon its return, you will be divorced. So then, in fact, it would be a valid Tanai, and therefore, Lo Havigita, then the din should be that it shouldn't be a valid get, because when it's returned, she doesn't have the get anymore, but that's only when it takes effect. And therefore, it should be Eino Megoreshes. So Gemara says, Michti, let's take a look at this. Kol Tanai Mehecho Gamrinin Luhu, every Tanai, where does it come from again? learn it all out from the Tanai b'nei God u'b'nei Ruvein, and therefore ma'hosum Tanai b'dover echad u'maisa b'dover acher. So then you have to compare it the whole way. There, the Tanai and the Maisa were not the same thing. Ma'hosum Tanai b'dover echad. The Tanai was one thing. If you cross the Yarden, if you don't cross the Yarden, if you go into Eretz Yisrael, if you don't go into Eretz Yisrael, that's one action. And then the Maisa was something else. You get the Eber Yarden. That is a totally separate action. And therefore, the paradigm of the B'nai God and the B'nai Ruvain is that you have to have not only a Tanai Kofel, not only have to have the Tanai Kofel and the Maisa, but you also have to have that the Tanai and the Maisa are two separate things. Only in that situation will a Tanai be effective. And in this situation, that didn't occur. Afkal, every time you must have all three of these characteristics. It must be Tanai Kofel, it must be Tanai Kofel and Maisa, and it must be that the Tanai and the Maisa have to be two separate things. So La Fuke Hacha, as opposed to this situation, and we turn to Ayin Hei Amud Beis, where it's not two separate things. The Tanai U'Maisa B'Dover Echad, the get is the same thing. It is a get, and when you return the get, it's the same thing. It's not two separate actions. And that's why Rav Ad Barava rejects Rava's Teretz, and therefore Rav Ad Barava says, the final explanation for why there's a difference between the Reisha, when he said, the Niyar Shali, he never gave it a paper, it is not a valid get, but in the situation where he said, here's your get, and when you return it to me, then it will take effect, and in that situation, it is Migureshis, even though the Chacham say, at that moment in time, it's not Miyachshav, it only takes effect when she returns it, and at that moment in time, she doesn't have the get. Why is that situation Migureshis? Because Elo Amar Rabbah Rav Ada Bar Ava, because Mishum the Tanai U'Maisa B'Davar Echad, because this didn't fulfill the rules of the Tanai of B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, because it didn't have the Tanai and the Maisa on two separate things, and that's why the Tanai is not good, and therefore he gave her a get, and she is Megureshes. That is Teretz number one. Now we have Teretz number two. Here, we don't reject Teretz number one. That was Teretz number one. Now, Rav Ashi Amar Hamani, who's the author of this Braisa, that distinguishes between the first case of Niyar Shali and the second case of Shetach Sireni. This is the opinion of Rebbe. This is Rebbe he. The Amar Rav Huna. Now, we have the Girsa Amar Rav, but previously we had said this is Rav Huna Amar Rebbe. So, Rav Huna said the name of Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. As the Gemara just said, Rebbe he. Ki Omer, Kola Omer, Almanaz. Ki Omer, Me Achshav Domi. Anybody who says Almanaz, it means Me Achshav. So, it doesn't go like the opinion of the Chachamim. It goes like the opinion of Rebbe that says, when you say Almanaz, it means Me Achshav. So, therefore, when he says, here's your get, Almanaz, Shetach Zireni, so it takes effect right now when he gives her the get. So, she owns the get at that point in time. And it only the Tanai is only fulfilled when she returns the get, but then we say it's retroactively took effect when she got the get. And therefore, it's not a problem of the get is not in her possession at the time that it takes effect. In fact, the get is in her possession at the time it takes effect. No, she gives it away afterwards. That's not a problem. That is a valid divorce, and that's why the Sefer says Mikureshes. So this goes like the opinion of Rebbe, and not like the opinion of the Chachamim, who say it doesn't mean Me'achsho. Okay, that's Teretz number two for the Brisa. Now the Gemara says, asking Shmuel Begito de Shriv Meira. Shmuel once made the following statement regarding a get that was given from a person on his deathbed to his wife, who had said, Im lo mati, he said, if I do not die, lo ye get, this shall not be a get. And he said, he also has to stipulate, if you want to hold like Rav Meir, the imati ye get. He has to say the Tanai Kofel, and he says, if I die, then it will be a valid get. That's what the person said. So, he said it in this order. First he said, Im lo mati lo yeget. And then he said, Vim mati yeget. The person said first, if I don't die, it will not be a get. If I do die, it will be a get. So where it says, why did he say it in that order? Vilemo im mati yeget, Vim lo mati lo yeget. Why didn't he say first, if the person should have said, if he passes away, it will be a get. And then he should have said, if I don't pass away, it's not a get. So the Gemara says, Shmuel arranged it specifically in this way, that you should first say, if I don't die, because lo maktim inish parinusa l'nafshe, a person shouldn't go and say first the bad thing. You should always say first the good thing. If I don't die, the person says, then it should be no get. If I do die, Nebuch, so then it will be a get. So he wanted to be maktim the good and not maktim the parinusa. That's why we have, for example, when we have a fast coming up, Nebuch, on Tisha B'Av, And the same thing applies with Shavuos and Tammuz, that when they fall out on Shabbos, we don't fast on Thursday. For Tainus Esther, we do fast. If it falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Thursday. So there it's not a Paranusa. The Tainus Esther fast is not a sad fast. It's commemorating the fasting that Klai Yisrael did before they went into battle against Haman and all the Amalekis. So therefore, in that situation, it's not called Makdim Inish Paranusa. But by Shavuos and Tammuz, by Tisha B'Av, if they fall out on Shabbos, so we push them to Sunday, because Lo Makdim Inish Paranusa Linav Shei. We don't want to have something earlier. Bad thing happens, so you push it off till the last moment, if possible. So therefore, we fast on Sunday and not on Thursday for Shavuos and Tammuz or Tisha B'Av, the fallout on Shabbos. So Lo Makdim Inish Paranusa L'Nafshi. So too over here, Shmuel said, don't say, the person shouldn't say, if he dies, then this should be a get. First say, if I don't die, it's not a get. More questions, it says, wait a second. Ulema, he should have to say, Lo Yehe Get, this should not be a get, Im lo mati, if I do not die. Why did Shmuel say the lema? He said, "Im lo mati, if I do not die, then it will not be a get." So Gemara says, because Bainan Tanai Kodol Maisa. He specifically said it in this way because he holds like Reb Meir and he wants to follow the opinion that it has to be exactly like the paradigm of Reuven God there tonight, that you have to always have the Tanai Kodol Maisa, and therefore he said first the Tanai. Im lo mati, that's the Tanai, then lo yeget, that's the Maisa. So Gemara says, that's why he said it, but in the Tanai called the Maisa. This is questioned by Rava. Maskev lo Rava. Rava says, wait a second, if you're telling me that the paradigm is from the Bnei God and the Bnei Reuven, Michtei kol hecha, kol Tanai mehecha gamrina, mitnai Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, if you're telling me that that's the source, then you got to follow through the whole way. Mahasam, hein kodum lelav, av kol, lafuke hocha, the lav kodum lehein. So then it has to be always the positive, always comes before the negative. So the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, it said, if you cross the Yarden, then you'll be entitled to the land in the Eber Yarden. If you don't cross the Yarden, you won't be entitled to land in the Eber Yarden. So the Hain, the positive, if you cross the Yarden, has to come before the Lav, if you don't cross the Yarden. So therefore, over here too, it should have to say the Tanai Kodum Lamaisa, but the Hain Kodum Lav. So even according to Shmuel, he should have had to say Im Mati, if the person says, if I die, that's the Tanai, so it has to be Yeget. That would be called Lamaisa. That's the positive. That's the Hain. V'im lo mati, if I don't die, that's the negative, then lo yeget, then it won't be a get. So it's the opposite of the order of Shmuel. So therefore, Rava doesn't like what Shmuel said. Therefore, El Amar Rava, Rava says, what you have to say is, in fact, a three-part statement. First, you say, im lo mati, lo yeget, so the Tanai is called Lamaisa. And you have over here, lo makdim inish perunasa l'nafshe. But that isn't good. So therefore, you then have to say, im mati yeget, im lo mati lo yeget. Now you say it in the right order, the hain before lav. So the first statement that you're making is not really part of the Tanai, but you're doing that, so lo makdim inish perunasa l'nafshe. And then you make the real Tanai, which is hain before lav, the Tanai before the maisa, and the kofel aspect. So he's really making the Tanai with the second and third statements, im mati yeget, im lo mati lo yeget. And Gemara now explains what I just said. Im lo mati lo yeget, that was not really part of the Tanai, but that was because lo makdim inish perunasa l'nafshei. That he first says, so he says a positive thing before he says a negative thing, in the sense of the outcome. And then he has to do the real Tanai, kodim l'maisa, the real hein kodim l'lav, and the real Tanai kofel. That comes the second and third statement. Im mati yeget, im lo mati lo yeget, in the order that he has, b'inon, hein kodim l'lav, and Tanai kodim l'maisa, and the Tanai Kofel. So this way he fulfills all the characteristics of the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven Tanai in this situation, and that's how you do this in order to be Yotzei, the Shita of Ramea, that you must follow the paradigm of the Bnei God and Reuven when you're making it tonight. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, HaRezek Yitech, if a man says to his wife, this is your get, Al Minas Shetishamshi Es Abba, that you go and take care of my father, that you go and serve my father. Or he says, Almanaz Shetoniki Esbini. Or he says it's on the Tanai, on the condition that you go and you nurse my son. They had a son together, or even if they didn't have a son together and he had somehow as a son, he says that the get will be conditioned on the fact that you are going to nurse my son. So the Gemara says, how long do you have to do this? Now, the Gemara is only going to ask on the second part, Almanaz Shetoniki Esbini. It doesn't ask on the first part, Almanaz Shetamshi Es Abba. So we'll see this in a second inside Rashi, who explains this. But for now, the Gemara says, Kama Himininakos. So what is the duration, the length of time that she must nurse in order for this get to be effective? So we have two opinions. The first opinion is, Shnei Shonim. Tanakhama holds it has to be for a 2-year weaning period of time. That's the normal time that they would nurse in those days, was 2 years, 24 months. And therefore, when he just said, Stam, Shetaniki Esbeni, that you will go and nurse my son, so it has to be for a period of time of 2 full years, 24 months. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shmona Sechodesh, only 18 months, because he says that's the normal time that they would go and nurse a person, 18 months. As Rashi says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Shmona Sechodesh, Rav Yehuda Zman Hanoka Satinok, Achulo Yudches Chedoshim. This is Gemara in Ksubos. So it's a machlok is there between the Tanakam, who says 24 months, and Rav Yehuda says 18 months. Now, it only mentions the shear over here for the Taniki Esbeni. It doesn't mention any shear for Shishtichamshi Is Abba. So in the first Rashi in the New Mishnah, Kamehi Meniksubei Shanim, Sheiv Luvlat, Shtei Shanim, Shikachuzman Hanukoso, that's the opinion of Tanakama, and then Rashi adds the important words, Uli Inyon Lishameshis Aviv. There is no limit. He said, Stam, until you go and serve my father, it means forever, until the father were to pass away. He has to go, he demands that she go and serve the father, if she wants this to be a valid get, until the father passes away. There is no time limit on it. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Then the next part of the Mishnah, Harei Zeh Gitech, the man says to his wife, this is your get, on the following condition, Amanash Tishamshi Is Abba Shtei Shanim. Here he specifies, I want you to go and serve my father for 2 years. Or he says, Amanash Shetaniki Is Mi Shtei Shanim, that you will go and nurse my son for 2 years. That's the specified. It actually mentions specifically how long she has to go serve the father, how long she has to go nurse the child. Now, here the question that they're going to bring is, what happens if Nebuch Meis HaBen Osha Omar Av Efshi Tishamsheni? Shalobak Boda. Here in this situation where there is a specified term of 2 years for either serving the father or serving the nursing the child, and Nebuch, the child dies within the 2 year period of time, so the Tanai can't be fulfilled, but the child isn't there anymore, or that the father says, I don't want this woman to serve me, and it's through no hakpada. It's not that she did a terrible job. She was doing a great job. She was being very nice to her former father-in-law. And he father-in-law says, listen, I don't want my daughter-in-law, my ex-daughter-in-law serving me. And it's through no fault of her own. Shalom b'hakpada. That's very critical over here. If it's her own fault, so then she got him angry. As Rashi says, shalom b'hakpada means he lo, he chisah, so she didn't get him angry. And nevertheless, v'piluachi, shena kove heimenu, eino get. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama says, ain't no get. This is not a valid get because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. She, bottom line, did not nurse the son for 2 years. Nebuch, the son, died. She, bottom line, did not serve the father, even though through no fault of her own, the father said, I don't want you to serve me anymore. So the Tanakhama holds the Tanai isn't fulfilled. It was 2 years, regardless of anything that happened, and therefore the get's not a valid get. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Shimon Gamliel Omer, because that get, such a get is a valid get. Because, in fact, Klal Omer Shimon Gamliel made a general statement, and he said, Kol HaKavosh Eino Emena. Anytime the prevention of fulfilling the Tanai is not through a problem of hers, it's not through her own fault, the Akava, the fact that the Tanai wasn't fulfilled is because of some external circumstances and not due to her not doing the get, such as the Nebuch, the child died before the 2 years, the father said, I don't want my daughter-in-law to go and serve me, and through no Akpada of hers, she didn't have anything to do with it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I raise a get, it is a valid get. Okay, now the Gemara starts and says, in the Reisha, we seem to say that the wife has to go serve the husband for forever, as long as the husband is alive. Umi ba'ina kulei, the Gemara says, really? Do you need such a long period of time? Or mini, we have a brisa that argues with our Mishnah. The brisa says, shimashdu yom echad, or henikaso yom echad, harei zeget. If the wife, in fact, served the father for 1 day, lavdaf for 1 day, even means one time, or she nursed the child 1 day, or even one time, it is a valid get. So the brisa here clearly says that there is a time limit. Even nursing one time, even serving the father one time is adequate, and not 2 years or 18 months like the machlokes Tanakhama or Yehuda, and not like Rashi explained that in the case of to be mishamish the father, it's forever, as long as the father is alive. So we have a steer between our mishnah and the brisa. How do we reconcile that? So we're chis, lokash, no problem. Ha rabbanan. Rav Shimon Gamliel, there are two different opinions over here. Mas Nisin, our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is in accord with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that we had previously, the husband said to the wife, you're divorced when you return me the itzlis, and the itzlis is lost, and she gives him the value of the money. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's a valid get. So too over here. Our Mishnah, the husband said, I want you to serve my father. And there is no time limit on it. I want this. So Rav Shmuel says it's acceptable to go and return the value of the itzlis. So to over here, she has to serve the father for the entire period of time. And it doesn't end. It's the value of the itzlis. She has to go serve the father for the entire time that the father is alive. As Rashi says, that the opinion of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, in the Ramasu Masisik of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, is titein damer. He's allowed to give the value of the itzlis. Alma, what do we see from that? Leharvacha michavin. He just wants to go back, get back the value. And he's happy whether he gets the itzlis or he's happy if he gets the value if the itzlis isn't there. The lav dafu kamar, he didn't mean you must give me the itzlis. He said the itzlis isn't there, then I want the value of the itzlis. So too over here in our Mishnah, Honami, laharvach lichavin, he wanted to not have to get an aid for his father. So he says, my ex-wife, you will be the aid for my father. The chos man shu tzarich liyanei kamar, or in the case of the child, as long as that child needs nursing, which is a machlokas, 18 months or 2 years, you have to go and nurse him. I want that full value, and therefore, if you don't give me the full value, it is not a valid get. That's the Mishnah. And the Braisa is, Ubraisa, back to Gemara, is Rabbanan. As Rashi says, the Amre, Itzlis Dafka. So they hold that, no, you can't return the value of the Itzlis. He wants the Itzlis, Dafka the Itzlis. And therefore, the Braisa that says, serving the father for 1 day or nursing the child for 1 day is acceptable. Hochanami, shimush vahanaka dafka. It's talking about doing some sort of shimush and some sort of yanika ubiyom echotzaki. With 1 day, literally one time, it would be acceptable. So Rechista answers the reconciliation between our Mishnah and the Braisa by saying the two different opinions. Our Mishnah is Rav Shmuel Gamliel and the Braisa is the Rabbanan. Who argue with Rav Shmuel Gamliel? No problem. Now, Mark questions this and says, really, keep on reading the Mishnah. We then said that the Sefer is, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that in the fact, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that it is a get, a valid get, when he says, Almanasha Taniki is Benish Teshanim, or Almanasha Sishamsi is Abish Teshanim, and then the father says, I don't want her to do this, through no fault of her own, or the baby Nebuch passes away. So in this situation, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it is a valid get. Hare Zeh get, because they're get. So, Hami the Sefer, Rav Shimon Gamliel, heavy, it implies Mikhlal Duration, Lav Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's unlikely that we would suddenly attribute the Sefer to Rav Shimon Gamliel when the Ration was also Rav Shimon Gamliel without attributing it to him. So therefore, this suggestion of Rav Chista that the Ration in our Mishnah is really the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't make sense because the Sefer is Rav Shimon Gamliel implying that the Ration is not Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, we want to reject Rav Chista's teretz, and therefore, Ella, we want to suggest that the Braisa, in fact, is all Ella Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Masnisin is the Rabbanan. That, in fact, our Mishnah goes according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. Why is that? Because they're the Tanakam over here in the Mishnah who disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel and say, no, you must give the actual itzlis. So therefore, he wants to, in fact, have the actual statement that he made, that, in fact, it should be Shotaniki Esmini Shteishanim and Shetisham Shiyas Abo Shteishanim. And therefore, a Mishnah is the opinion of the Chachamim. Either Braisa, which said one time is enough to serve the father one time, to serve the nurse the child one time is enough, that goes in accord with Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Mekel B'Tanai. We find that he's Mekel in regards to Tanai. Where do we see his Mekel in regards to Tanai? Number one, the case of the Itzlis. He's Mekel to say that it's acceptable if the Itzlis is lost to go give the value of the Itzlis. So that's a Kula. And as well, in our Mishnah, he says that if it was no Hakpada of the woman, so then the woman didn't cause the father, her ex-father-in-law, to say, I don't want you to serve to me. He just didn't want her to serve him. So in that situation, it's a Kula to say that it's still a good get. So we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the, quote, Mekel opinion. So too, Mistama, he's the Mekel opinion of the Braisa. And it says, serving him once or nursing once is adequate. So that is how the Gemara wants to now give us the teretz over here, that the Braisa, in fact, is Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Mishnah is the opinion of the Chachamim. That's teretz number two. We rejected Rav Chista's teretz, and this is teretz number two. Now we have a third teretz. Rava Milo Kasha, we could reconcile the Mishnah, the Braisa, in the following way. Kan Bistan, our Mishnah in the beginning, doesn't mention a specific time limit. It says, Shetishamsheni es Abba, that you will go and take care of my father, without specifying a time. Whereas in the Braisa, Kan Bimafarish, the Braisa says that you can do it for 1 day, and therefore, Yanika, or the Shimush, is for 1 day. So therefore, the Braisa says, he specifies 1 day, so then, no, it's fulfilled with 1 day. Whereas the Mishnah doesn't specify its time, so therefore it means for the full maximum period of time, Nemuch, until the father dies, or until the child reaches the age of 2 years or 18 months, depending on the Shita of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So that is Rava's teretz. Ravashi doesn't like this teretz. Ravashi says, no. Ravashi says, Kol stam nami kimifarish yom echodami. He says, no. Our stam, our Mishnah, which doesn't specify a time, shetishamsheni is abba, shetaniki es bini, it doesn't specify a time, so therefore, it also means 1 minute. And therefore, there's no difference between the ratio of the Mishnah and the Braita. They both say one time, and that is adequate. So how come the Mishnah says it is, in fact, a valid get only if they serve the entire time that the father's alive, or the 2 years, 18 months that the child needs yanika, and the price says that it's only one time is necessary. If they're both talking about the fact that it's kimafarish yom echad, it means when it says stam, also no different than if it was mafarish yom echad, so then why is there a different din? Therefore, Ravashi rejects Rava's teretz. However, the Gemara wants to now reject Ravashi's question on Rava. We learned in our Mishnah, Tanan, Kabahim in Nikoso, Shtei Shanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmona Sechodesh. Our Mishnah specifies how long it is. Machlokas, the Tanakama, who says 2 years, Rabbi Yehuda says 18 months for Yenika. Now, Bishlam or Rava Nicha, according to Rava, we understand. Rava had said our Mishnah is talking about Stam, and the Bryce is talking about Mefurash. So we understand why there should be this statement that our Mishnah is saying, how long is it? Because Stam means 2 years or 18 months. Doesn't mean one time. So Rava, we understand. And the Bryce, which says one time, we understand why one time is all you need. El Rav Ashi, who says that there's no difference between Stam and Mefarish, they both mean Mefarish, 1 day. So therefore, why should our Mishnah have a statement that it's Kamahim in Kaso, Shtei Shanim, Rehudo Meir Shmona Sechodesh? That's incorrect. Lomeli Shtei Shanim, Lomeli Shmona Sechodesh, B'yom Echatzagi. If you're telling me Stam is the same as Mefarish, 1 day, so then our Mishnah doesn't make any sense according to Rav Ashi. That's the Gemara's question on Rav Ashi. So how would Rav Ashi answer? Shmona says, this is how Rav Ashi would understand the Mishnah. When it says 24 months or 18 months, it doesn't mean that entire period of time. If Stam is Kimifarish, according to Rav Ashi, so it means only one time. So what the Mishnah is telling us, when it says 24 months or 18 months, Hachi Kamar, Yom Echad Mishtei Shanim, or Yom Echad Mishmono Sechodesh. It means one time during the 2 years, or one time during the 18 months. Lafuke, as opposed to Li'achar Shtei Shanim, if the baby was nursed after the 2 years, below, that would not be fulfilling the Tanai. It has to be once, one time, but within the two-year period of time. And likewise, Yom Echad Mishmona Sechodesh, Li'afuke, Li'acha Shmona Sechodesh, below. And likewise, according to the opinion of Yehuda, it says 18 months, so it would have to be that she nursed him one time during the 18-month period of time. But if she nursed him in the 19th month or any time after the 18 months, so then that would not fulfill the Tanai. So according to Rav Ashi, it does mean Stam Kimifarish. It means only one time. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah of 2 years or 18 months is it has to be one time during the 2 years or during the 18 months, respectively, according to the two Shitas. So therefore, Rav Ashi says the Mishnah is not a problem to me. We still question Rav Ashi. Meisvei, the end of the Mishnah said, Harei Zagitech Amanashi Tisham Tizab Shtei Shanim. Amanashi Taniki Yizbini Shtei Shanim. There it said, the Mefurish, the period of time. So certainly that doesn't mean that it means one time, but there it means 2 years or of serving the father, 2 years of nursing the son. So then we said, there, Nebuch, if the child died, or if the father, through no fault of his daughter-in-law, said, I do not wish to be served by her anymore, so then it said, ain't no get, it's not a good get. And we turn to, I involve him with Aleph. So again, this works out fine according to Rabba. Bishlam the Rabba, Reisha, Bishlam the Mepharish, and Sever the Mepharish. The reasoning why in the Reisha, there's no time limit on it, and it has to be for the full period of time of the father's lifetime, and for the either the 2 years or the 18 months, because Stam means over here any period of time, and the Sefer, where it specifies 2 years or 18 months, there it specified a time, and therefore, according to the Tanakama, one who argues with Shimon Gamliel, it's not a valid get because you didn't fulfill the Tanai. It said specifically 2 years, and you didn't do it for 2 years. So we understand why there's a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer, according to Rava. El Rav Ashi, who says, Stam Kimifarish, so the Reisha is also specifying it. So why should there be a distinction between Maestro Reisha and Maestro Sefer? Why in the Reisha is it a valid get, and the Sefer, it's not a valid get? But both of them should not be a valid get, because bottom line is, Stam Kimifarish, and you didn't do what you said you would do. So therefore, neither one should be a valid get. The Gemara says, Kasha, Taka. This is a Kasha on Rav Ashi, and therefore, Rav Ashi's proof against Rava falls apart. Okay, this is a good break point. With this, we'll conclude today's share.